The Athlete CEO Podcast. Let's go. All right, so in this video, I'm going to share with you my $2.7 million regret and also understanding how professional sport can really, really assist you in creating the life that you want, but you got to start taking ownership for it. All right. So I had a professional sports career that went for 9 years, and 5 of those years were spent at the Warriors. And I bought my first house in 2002 for $190,000 in West Auckland. In 2003, I bought another house for $240,000, and in 2004, I bought another house for $340,000, right? Now, if I still held onto those properties, had them today, right, combined, they'll be worth roughly around $2.7 million. You see, in just 5 years at the Warriors, I had earned just under $900,000 in salary. That was about $895,000 over 5 years. The average salary in New Zealand and wage is 50K. In Australia, it's 69,000. I want you just to let that sink in for a little bit, because this is over 15 years ago that I was earning that sort of money, right? And it's still a lot of money. So now I want to share with you what I would do if I was to have my time again, or if I was to play, or if I'm currently playing, what I'll do differently. Okay, so what would I do differently with what I know now? The first thing is, one, money management, right? I would try and learn as much as I could or as I can around how to manage money. I would either find people who I trust or people who would recommend to me around how to manage my money, right? That's the first thing I would do if I was to come into professional sport again. Because to be honest, man, when you're 18 years of age on a, what was I on? $80 a week on a student allowance, and then all of a sudden coming into this money. So that's it. Number one, the first thing is money management. Understand that and put and implement a strategy around how to manage your money. The second thing I would do is I would learn about how to create wealth. Here's what I mean. If I was to sign a 3-year contract, I would then look at that 3 years as an opportunity to increase my net worth. If you don't know what that is, Google it. So I would now put things in place to understand and learn how to increase my net worth, how to generate wealth in those 3 years, right? So either finding someone who can assist me in that wealth creation, or educating myself so I can do it myself, right? So start learning about compound interest, start learning about diversification of portfolio, start learning about how to make money, right? Because here's the thing about professional sport, and I want you to start to realize this, that it is nothing more than a business, and you need to start treating it like one, right? You can either treat it like one, be in the driver's seat, take ownership, and learn the game of business in sport, or just carry on sitting in the passenger seat and be an employee like everyone else. And when the time's finished, then you've got nothing, or you haven't prepared, because sports will take from you what they can while you are still valuable, right? They will take everything from you. And when they're done, they'll find someone else. So do me a favor, start putting your business hat on as a professional athlete and take away from the game what you can while you still can.
Thanks for lending me your ear. If you got value out of that, please follow, subscribe, and also share this episode, and head over to athleteempire.co.nz, subscribe to our newsletter, and start to be part of this awesome community of athletes who want to be able to not only give back, but start turning their passions outside of sport into a profession and start generating a profit. Now is the time to be your athlete CEO.